Hello, Alan speaking.
Hello, Alan. This is Scott with Tutor Doctor. How are you today?
Oh, not bad, thanks. How are you?
Well, you know what? For Monday, pretty good. How about that?
Yes.
We're always worn out. We always put a booth in at Home and Garden Show, so that one always kind of wears us out. But
I saw that in your email that you'd be very busy these days.
Yeah, you know what? It's a long week, but that's always a good productive show for us too. So
yeah.
I hate to complain about it. Anyways, just a heads up. On the weekend, we got an email from McEwen's wanting to switch up the schedule, switch up tutors, the whole nine yards, kind of.
Oh, I see.
So we thought,
okay.
You know what? We're just going to oblige
and
do that. But I know you're scheduled for tonight with Finn.
Mm-hmm.
And Darcy says, do your session tonight. That way, you know, we're not just dropping you, you know, without warning kind of thing. So, but tonight, mm-hmm. just to give you a heads up with Finn, that'll be your last session with him.
Yes, okay.
You don't sound terribly heartbroken over
I don't really know what the, we are practicing reading and, you know, sight words and phonetics and et cetera, but I really don't know what the issue is.
I don't either. I
was hoping you'd let me, you could fill me in, but.
Well, I think they're, I have a feeling they're looking for a miracle fix.
Mm-hmm.
And a miracle fix isn't going to happen in Finn's case.
Well, he's
nor does it ever
way.
Happen. Yeah, and you know what? And we're just really getting started with him. Like, yeah, we have come a long way. I don't think Darcy gets it, to be quite honest. It's nothing that you are or are not doing, and I'm pretty sure this is going to be an issue we deal with the next tutor in there. It's going to be one of those clients where...
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
Until she gets her miracle fix, nothing is right in her mind. And you know what? We should just be able to, you know, in a few hours here, in a few hours there, get it together kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But she has switched up the schedule totally to Tuesdays and Thursdays now anyways.
Oh, okay.
Which actually, the Thursday night, then that would open with this new student, Nick Van Deuce, and that might, rather than doing Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe Tuesday, Thursday works better for you, so you've got a day in between with him kind of thing.
I see.
You know,
okay.
So feel free to schedule accordingly with that. But yeah, I just wanted to give you a quick heads up kind of thing. You know, this is one of those clients where I don't know if we'll ever win.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, really.
It's unfortunate, you know, but some people, to be quite blunt, some people just don't get it, right? They don't get that, you know, this has been something their student has struggled with all the way along. It's going to be something he struggles with for the rest of his life. You know, we're not going to cure, you know, if there's learning disability and things like that at play, we don't cure that. You can't cure it. It's something you're going to be dealing with forever, right?
It's an ongoing process.
It is, and some parents think that we're going to be able to, we can actually fix your child. I mean, we can make things better and do what we can, but it is what it is. So we just thought, you know what, rather than, because we get what you're doing in there, we see value in what you're doing, and from our standpoint, I mean, you not working with him anymore, I mean, we know what you've done with him, you know, and you're doing the right things. It's just, yeah.
Well, I question myself, you know, if I am, I mean, I always... think, is there something more or something different, but
I don't know what else could or should have done with him to make it better. And you know, from our standpoint, I mean, it's certainly not a strike against you. And you know what, we'll try the next tutor. And you know what, sometimes after doing that with a client too, okay, we put in a different tutor and they realize, okay, you know what, that tutor's also doing these same things. Mm-hmm. And we're still not getting a miracle result. Okay, maybe this is actually a process, too, that we're going to be dealing with long-term, and it's not going to be the quick fix we thought, right? So, you know,
I feel bad for his mom, you know, going through the stress. I asked Finn a couple of sessions ago, do you think that learning from another tutor, a different tutor, you know, with a different style of learning would be a benefit? And his answer was, no, I don't want a different tutor because, I don't know.
Yeah.
But his mom calls the shots, and I hope that she finds someone. I really do. He's a bright little guy who's come a long way in a short time, so.
And I absolutely agree, 100% agree. Yeah. But there's some clients where... we have to match the tutor for the student, which is the majority of clients, and there's some clients where we end up having to match the tutor
to the parents.
For the parents.
Yes, yes.
You know, And it's unfortunate, but it is the reality sometimes. Yes. So don't stress over it, Alan. But certainly not from what you've, you know, from our end, don't stress.
But I do have one question and half question, half comment about this. That's 2 out of 4 students that have decided to go with another tutor. So
yeah, and you know what? The other one that we pulled you from, you know what? They're pulling all kinds of stunts right now too with the other tutor. So I mean, it's nothing to do with you or the new tutor that's in there either. She's just pulling stunts. And in fact, we've quit tutoring with them altogether until the fall. So,
oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So it's nothing that you did or didn't do in that hole. And that was just the excuse we got, and they're playing the game. So,
well, being self-employed for a long time, I very often questioned myself and my, you know, methods and even.
Well, if there was question from our end, you can be, you know what, I might beat around the bush sometimes, but Rhonda sure wouldn't. So if there was something for you to worry about on our end, you'd know about it already. So
she's straightforward, and I truly appreciate that, because really the business world is full of soft shoeing and such.
Just hold on a second. Oh, she's yelling at me in the background here anyways.
I said I'm going to warn you about the mum in this new home.
Okay, thank you. Forewarned is yes. Okay.
So, you know what? We actually really like her, but she's a bit of a handful.
And by
a handful, I mean
a couple of.
She is a talker, but her son. Because I'm just sending all the information on it now.
Okay.
Her son's got an IPP. He's got a reader on test, so he needs lots of repetition.
Yes.
He's very disorganized. Mm-hmm. He's got some test anxiety. He makes lots of simple mistakes. But mom, like, so complete opposite of the last parent. The last parent thought that you're just going to magically fix a child, right?
Perhaps, yes.
Yeah. This parent is like all over this kid. Do you know what I mean? So this one is a very active parent in the child's learning. Like it'll be like a breath of fresh air for you.
Oh, well, okay. I invite that then. I look forward to that.
Yes. Something but like that. On the other hand too, sometimes you're like, Mom, let me do my job. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's going to kind of be that balance for you. Mm-hmm. She's a speech pathologist. That's how come.
Okay.
So
she's way I'm out of her league then.
Yeah. So sometimes you just need to be like, Mom, you know, back off a little. I'm here to work, you know. So and she will give you her space, but sometimes she just gets so excited and wants learning and wants the best for her child that sometimes you just gotta go, I got this.
Yes. Okay.
Give me my hour, and then we'll talk for 5 minutes at the end. You know what I mean? So,
I understand.
But that's why I said she just wants the best for her child so bad.
Well,
yeah.
So be it.
Yeah. So it really is good, right? Because how many times do we get parents that want to be involved?
Yes. Sometimes, I suppose.
Yeah. But I thought I'd give you a quick warning about Mom. She has the best intentions, so
Good. Yeah. Good. I'll take that then. Thanks.
Yeah. You bet. So again, I'm just sending you a little bit of information on this. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't mind extra homework for this kid. She likes him to work on what they're currently working on, and then get lots of repetition on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. He's a real good kid. Real good kid.
Good.
Yeah.
I look forward to it then.
Yes. Yeah, because the previous tutor, they love the previous tutor, but he's moving away. So that's how come you're picking up this kid.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
All
so.
Right.
Good, yeah.
Well, then I'll check my emails and go from there, then.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And this one starts next week, so it's actually perfect transition time.
Good, okay.
Yeah, one off your plate, new one on, so it's perfect timing.
So be it.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay,
all
good,
right.
Yeah. Anything else, let us know.
Yeah, that's good. All right, thanks.
Okay, take care, Alan.
You too.
Thanks.
I know.